Islam.
Down, down, Khalifah.
People united can never be defeated.
The 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 people united can never be defeated.
Please direct your attention back here, please.
We're going to stay in front of the symbol of the state of aggression and oppression all over the world. We will never call on the U.S. to have any role in the Middle East or anywhere. As a matter of fact, we want to keep them out of Iraq, of Afghanistan, of the Gulf, from Bahrain, and from everywhere where they have a presence.
Yeah.
Because this is the state that sponsors dictatorialism. Our people facing everywhere. So we gather here today to stand up for Bahrain. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we gather in front of the U.S. consulate in support of Palestinian right to return. So please, if you have the time, mark it down and be there tomorrow at 180 Bloor Street West, just University Avenue and Bloor, in front of the Israeli consulate, to join millions of people in the Middle East and everywhere else who are gathering to say حق العودة, the right to return and freedom for Palestine. So, we thank you for being here today. Yes, it's a little rain, but just think and imagine what is happening to our people, whether in Bahrain or Palestine or Iraq or Afghanistan or even in Pakistan, when the so-called U.S. drones are attacking and killing civilian people under the so-called disguise of war against terrorism.
Down, down, Khalifa!
Down, down, Khalifa!
Down, down, Khalifa!
Down, down, Khalifa!
So please, brothers and sisters, if you are on a Facebook, go on Canadian Concern for Bahrain or CC for Bahrain. If not, please have your center communicate with other Islamic centers in the GTA, because we want to have everybody involved, and we want people from our communities across the GTA to mobilize and to be part of this great movement.
Yes.
So it is my honor to ask Brother Zafar Bangash from the York Islamic Center to share with us some of his wise but very fiery words. Please help me welcome Zafar.
Assalamu alaikum. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you for coming out to support our brothers and sisters in Bahrain. There may not be very many people of Bahrain in Canada, but we want to make sure that they know that they are not alone, that they are not isolated, that we stand with them shoulder to shoulder, and we stand with them, and we will become their voice and their conscience and their supporters so that their rights are recognized. You know, there are a lot of terrible things happening in Bahrain. Let me say a few words about what kind of terrible things have happened over there. You already heard our sister explain to you that thousands of people have been laid off from work because they participated in peaceful rallies. They were not violent. When they came out not only the men, but they brought children and they brought women with them, and they were carrying flowers that they want authority to hand over to the armed military personnel. And what did those goons do? Those criminals, they shot those people who were giving them power.
Shame!
And that's not the only thing. When they killed some people and hundreds were wounded and these people were taken to hospitals, particularly to Salmania Hospital, these terrorists from Bahrain and these terrorists from Saudi Arabia, these criminals that have divided the Muslim Ummah, they went to Salmania Hospital, they attacked doctors, scores of doctors have disappeared.
They
And there are other terrible things happening. There are so many that there's not enough time to narrate, but I'll just share one other aspect with you. In one of the rallies in Bahrain, one of our sisters, Ayat Al-Tirmizi, recited a poem about freedom and she criticized the Bahraini government. She's a 20-year-old sister, and when she went home, she started to receive threatening phone calls from people as well as from the security forces. She called the police to complain to them that this is what is happening, and instead of the police coming to her help, they abused her as well. So a few days later, masked gunmen from the security forces went to her house, and she was in hiding, so they threatened her parents that if they do not tell them where Sister Tirmizi is, they are going to bring down the house over their heads. So the poor mother told them where their daughter was hiding. The security forces went and they grabbed Sister Tirmizi and they took her away.
Shame!
But that's not the end of the story, my brothers and sisters. Wait, it is much more serious than that. A week later, the family got a phone call from the hospital, from the military hospital, to say that their daughter is in the military hospital in a coma. So the parents go to the hospital and they are told by the doctors that this young girl was repeatedly raped by the Bahraini forces and she went into a coma. She died as a consequence of this violation of her honor. Now I ask you, my brothers and sisters, how is it that the honor of our sisters has become so cheap that these criminals in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia would dare to violate their honor? We need to pledge here, all of us standing here, that we will not rest unless and until we have sought restitution and driven out these criminals from power. Newspaper, you're not going to hear it on television, but I'll tell you something. We as Muslims are proud to be producing this magazine, Crescent International. I invite all of you to come and get a copy. What I have said in much greater detail, I have written in this magazine, because we want the world to know what is happening in Bahrain. We want the world to know the Saudi criminals and their true face. We want the world to know who is backing those criminals in Saudi Arabia, the people sitting in that building over there. We have no hesitation in saying that the root of all the problems in the world is the United States government. They are the biggest terrorists in the world. In Bahrain, the US government has its fifth fleet. One-third of Bahrain is occupied by Saudi naval personnel. It's a tiny place in the world, and yet one-third of that island is under American occupation. So we want to ask, how is it that the Americans and the British and the French and Canadian government are so concerned about the plight of the people of Libya that they have sent their bombers to bomb Libya, but they are backing the Saudi criminals to invade and occupy Bahrain and kill innocent people? Why this hypocrisy?
Down with hypocrisy!
rights of the people of Bahrain are as sacrosanct, as valid as the rights of any other people in any part of the world. And we will support the people of Bahrain no matter what. We will not remain silent in the face of such barbarism. We will not remain silent in the face of such cruelty. We will not remain silent in the face of the torture, the kidnappings, the killings, the rape, and the disappearances of people in Bahrain. It is our obligation. It is our moral obligation. It is our Islamic obligation. It is our human obligation to stand shoulder to shoulder with our brothers and sisters in Bahrain.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
Brothers and sisters, I want to conclude with pointing out to you that next Saturday at our center in Richmond Hill, we have a conference on Islamophobia. I have the flyers for that as well. I invite all of you to come and attend. We have excellent speakers. In fact, we will distribute the flyers after this. But please, I urge you to come. It starts at 1 o'clock. And there are excellent speakers, including Dennis Edney, who is the lawyer for Omar Khizr, who's languishing in Guantanamo Bay. We have also invited Muslim Beg, who spent 3 years in Guantanamo Bay, an innocent person, a British subject, who was then released, but now he goes around explaining to people and the world what kind of terrible things happen in Guantanamo Bay. There are a number of other speakers as well. I invite you all to please come, take a flyer, come and also get copies of Crescent International so that you know that there are Muslims who will not remain silent in the face of such barbarism. We thank you for coming, and we want to assure our brothers and sisters from Bahrain that we are with them. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Thank you, Brother Zafar, here. And yes, we as a Canadian, Muslim Canadian, and non-Muslim Canadian, we are here united. Islam is one, and Muslim Ummah is one. Despite all the sabotages and Ahlul Fitna, we are united. It's another honor for me to ask Brother Sayyid Rizvi to share with us some of his wisdom and solidarity message.
In every religion, there is a promise that the Creator has given. And that promise is that the oppressors are going to be put down and justice is going to overpower tyranny and oppression. It is the promise of Allah, it is the promise of God, it is the promise of the superpower and the only superpower that exists in this universe. Not the superpowers so as such that they claim to be, who are going to see the downfall of their economic system, political system, social system in every single aspect of theirs. It is not what strength you have in your military, it's not the strength that you have of the bank balance that you have, it is the strength that you have of your belief in that superpower which is ruling all of this universe, for whose power is unlimited, who is almighty, who is all-seeing, who is all-knowing. The oppressor should know that this promise of God is going to be fulfilled. It is in the human nature that whenever human nature sees atrocity, whenever human nature sees people being oppressed and massacred, whenever human nature sees that the rights of humans are not being given, this human nature is going to protest. This human nature is going to bring out the voice. You can boycott, you can censor the media, you cannot, if you want, don't give the news of Bahrain, don't give the news of the oppressed people of Bahrain, but this human nature that every human being has is going to speak, and it's going to speak louder than what you can hear, and it is going to tell us that this oppression that you're doing all around the world, it is going to end. The time is coming for justice to rule and oppression to finish. It is my advice to all the oppressors of the world that they should be shaking in their boots, because the one who is going to bring the system of Islam on the face of this earth is going to be coming. We can hear the footsteps of this person coming, and you know this person, and all of the religions are waiting for this person, and they have named it in different names, but that I know of him is Mahdi, and he's going to come and he's going to bring justice and peace all around the world. The Zionist machine that is working towards oppressing human beings, not Muslims. They're oppressing human beings and they're trying to control the free will and human nature. If they're not going to succeed, even if it looks like they're succeeding, they're going to fail. It is our responsibility as human beings to have our voice heard. Even if you think no one is hearing your voice in Bahrain, I'm sure that this will go and this voice will reach those people, and they will see that across the sea there were individuals who came out of their houses and stood in front of the flag of the time, in front of that embassy, in front of that consulate. They stood and they gave solidarity and they gave support to those individuals who are being martyred, those individuals whose respect and dignity are being taken away, those individuals whose houses are being torn apart, the mosques that are being demolished, the Quran that are being burned, the Quran that are being torn. These people are going to hear our voice. We want all of you to put from the bottom of your heart the voice that you can feel inside of you and shout, free, free Bahrain!
Free, free Bahrain!
Free, free Bahrain!
Free, free Bahrain!
No justice, no peace!
No justice, no peace!
No justice, no peace!
No justice, no peace!
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard your voice. He has recorded it, and inshallah, on the day of judgment, all of us will see each other. And on that day when we will stand in front of Allah, we are going to have at least these voices of ours that we did record today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us. And inshallah, that day that we are waiting for will come as soon as possible. Your responsibility as a Muslim is such that anywhere in the world, wherever oppression is, you should stand and put your voice against it. Today, don't ever feel that this voice is not going to reach. I was walking through this street and a person asked me, what is the protest for? And I explained to him what the protest is for. And this is one individual that I know of has heard our voices. And this individual will tell others. So disappointment and being, mayus, to have no hope, it is from the army of Shaitan, from the army of the devil, to have hope and to want justice to rule over the world is from Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the coming of the Imam as soon as possible the being that everybody is waiting for. May justice and peace rule over this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reward, which is going to be of the reward of those who always stood up against oppression, who always stood up against the oppressors, and the ones who supported the oppressed people of the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
There are two announcements. I mentioned the CC for Bahrain. Another one is, alhamdulillah, some volunteer lawyers have launched a legal case in the International Criminal Court against the King of Bahrain and his rulers.
Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
And the International Court has accepted the case, and they named so far 1,500 people from the royal family in Bahrain to be subject to interrogation. We know this may not happen and those people will not go to the high. But political pressure and international pressure is very important. So please, when you go home, you Google legal case against the ruler of Bahrain and you get all the details. You got the media release about the case, you got the update, and also you got a link to tell you how you can support this legal case. Yes, everybody can do something. Either by directly donating, or by talking to other people who may donate, or at least spread the word. And let's educate ourselves about what is going on there. Because so many people in our community have been staying home for a long 10 years. And that's why the conference at the York Islamic Center, which titled Islamophobia and the Politics of Fear, is so important. Because we as Muslims, we fear no one, no CSIS, no RCMP, no Zionists, we fear no one but Allah.
needs to stand in solidarity with Bahrain. But it's also important because we have to spread the message to so many other people who actually support us. If you look right across Canada, a majority of people support the struggles for freedom and democracy in Bahrain. And everywhere, ordinary people are standing up for justice. We have to find a way to connect those people to our struggle, to build them, to build their confidence, to bring them to the streets to join us every time we have a demonstration. So think about the people you work with, the people you go to school with, the people on your campus, the people in your community, in your neighborhood, who don't know about the struggle in Bahrain. What is it that you can do to talk about their struggle, the struggle in Bahrain, to educate the people around you, to let them know that we need their support, to be in the streets, to stand up for peace and justice, democracy and human rights? We have a moral responsibility to do it. And it's also because it works. If you remember just a few years ago, when the drums of war were beating for Iraq, Canada actually sent two warships to the Persian Gulf with 800 Canadian troops ready to be part of the invasion of Iraq. We don't hear about that because there were tens of thousands of people who eventually demonstrated, ultimately hundreds of thousands of people in 2003 who demonstrated, who forced the Canadian government to change its mind. And so 2 days before the war began in Iraq, the Canadian government had to say to those 800 Canadian troops and to the two warships in the Persian Gulf, you're coming home, you're not going to Iraq, because most people in Canada don't want us to be there. And so that was a victory. It was a victory for ordinary people to stop Canada from going to Iraq. And it was because of that mobilization that we have stronger movements today to stand in solidarity with Palestine, to end the war in Afghanistan, to support the struggle for freedom and democracy, including in Bahrain and everywhere in the world, the people are standing up for justice. So we mustn't forget those struggles. We must generalize those lessons and build our confidence to be in the streets. And we also have a particular task here in Canada to put demands on our own government, to say to Stephen Harper, you say you support freedom and democracy in Libya, but you won't bring freedom and democracy by bombing them. We need to get the troops out of Libya. We need to get the troops out of Afghanistan. And the Canadian government, if they believe in freedom and democracy, they need to condemn the Khalifa government, the Khalifa regime of Bahrain, and say that we stand with the people of Bahrain, not the government of Bahrain. We stand with the people of Bahrain. Saudi troops, UAE troops have to get out of Bahrain. And so we have to put pressure on our government to be accountable, not just to the people of Bahrain, but to us, to say the people in Canada stand for freedom and democracy. We stand shoulder to shoulder with the people of Bahrain and their struggle for democracy. And so we have to turn our focus on our own government and say, you have to stand for freedom and democracy too. You have to stand for the people of Bahrain. We want sanctions against our government. We want sanctions against the Saudis. We want Saudis out of Bahrain. We want peace, freedom, justice, and human rights for ordinary people all around the world. And the way we will get it is by uniting. And I'll end with this, brothers and sisters. The chant, the people united will never be defeated. We don't just chant that because it's a chant. We chant it because we mean it. And everywhere that people from all backgrounds, from all communities, from all races, from all religions stand together, it is a force that cannot be stopped. So let's end, or at least I'll end my speech with that. The people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people united can never be defeated.
Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum.
The people in Bahrain. The people in Bahrain know that we're here. Right now there are lots of people who are taking pictures, taking videos, and they're tweeting it to the people of Bahrain. Right now the people of Bahrain know we're here. So mashallah, alhamdulillah, I'm very, very glad you guys came out here. Please follow the group Concerned Canadians for Bahrain on Facebook. Come out again. The call will be made. Come out, show your support. I just want to end with a prayer. If everybody can pray to God to help the people in Bahrain, make it easy for them to do what they need to do, make it easy for them to protest, make it easy for us to round people up, make it easy for us to tell the Canadian government to make a stand. Don't be hypocritical on the situation. Take a stand. Do what you talk about all the time. Democracy, freedom. Show people that you actually care about them. Inshallah, please remember the people of Bahrain and the people of Syria, the people of Libya in your prayers. With God on our side, we can do anything. Alhamdulillah, thank you very much for showing up. And I'll see you again next rally.
Democracy! Bahrain wants democracy, not hypocrisy! Bahrain wants democracy, not hypocrisy! Bahrain wants democracy, not democracy! Bahrain wants democracy, not hypocrisy! The people united will never be defeated! The people united will never be defeated! The people united will never be defeated!
And once again, everybody,